And now, a trip back to 1971. The Vietnam War is raging, Richard Nixon is trying to get reelected, and the writer Clifford Irving has just scored a massive coup, so important he barges in on a meeting to tell his longtime editor.
Excuse me. Hello. I'm sorry, everybody. Andrea.
Hi, Cliff, I'm in the middle of a conference meeting.
Andrea, our personal history demands that I bring this to you first.
Bring what?
I'm working on the most important book of the 20th century.
At least, that's what he said. Clifford Irving claimed that the reclusive billionaire Howard Hughes had asked him to write an authorized autobiography. In the end, Irving managed to sell the publishing rights to a major New York publisher for nearly $1 million. There was only one problem. Clifford Irving was making it all up. He had never met, never talked to, and never even seen Howard Hughes. That complicated con has now been dramatized in the film The Hoax. It's opening today. Richard Gere plays Clifford Irving. The film was directed by Lasse Hallström, who came into our New York studios to talk about it. He said he couldn't resist Irving's story.
Well, in the first read, I really broke out in a cold sweat from just the guts from this man. The fact that he upped the ante each time he hit the wall and we supposed that he would give it all up, he actually pushed forward. And it was just a thrill to read.
Well, this Howard Hughes as recluse, though nobody ever saw him, he loomed very large. And there's a wonderful scene in the movie where everyone, including Clifford Irving, is forced out of their hotel rooms in this fancy hotel in the Bahamas. And you think, as you're watching it, oh, must be a fire or a tsunami or terrible natural disaster, something, as they all gather downstairs half-dressed because it's the middle of the night. And what? It turns out to be Howard Hughes.
Yep, he needed the hotel to himself.
So he had the hotel kick everyone out in the middle of the night.
Yeah, not only the floor he needed, but also, the whole hotel got evacuated. And that certainly impressed Clifford Irving at the time and was one of the inspirations to going ahead with this hoax.
Well, he managed to pull off a pretty amazing lie and persuade some powerful people that he had the goods on Howard Hughes when no one else on the planet did. Mm-hmm. Let's play a clip from the movie where Clifford Irving, played by Richard Gere, speculates why to his colleague and right-hand man, Dick Suskin, who's played by Alfred Molina.
A man walks in. He says something completely implausible. And for that exact reason, he's believed. No, it's an Aquarian phenomenon. Very, very spiritual.
Lawyers are not spiritual. Presumably, this is going to make news. Howard Hughes hasn't spoken to the press in 15 years. He has his own private CIA, ruthless advisors.
His advisors don't know anything about the book because he's too paranoid to tell them. And he'll never come out of hiding long enough to denounce me because he's a lunatic hermit. And I am the spokesperson for the lunatic hermit. So the more outrageous I sound, the more convincing I am.
So the lie was that he had ever met Howard Hughes and that Howard Hughes had authorized him to write Howard Hughes's autobiography.
He gambled on the fact that Howard Hughes was a recluse and would not come forward and tell about the story. And he actually did in the end.
Clifford Irving betrayed everyone around him, his best friend, his wife, his editor. But how did you manage to make him likable?
He had, certainly had charm, and he is a charmer, though in real life he knew these people at the publishing company. He'd worked with them for a long time, and they were his friends.
In the film, as it's portrayed, the publisher, his editor, the people at McGraw-Hill, which was the actual publisher, they're regularly suspicious, probably because it's such a crazy idea that Howard Hughes would have gone to Clifford Irving, who was sort of nobody in a sense to Howard Hughes. So they're regularly suspicious, and Clifford Irving keeps coming up with better stories, and they let down their guard. So one feels, watching it, that their own greed takes over from their natural instincts for not believing it.
That is true. They just desperately wanted to believe this because it was a lot of money in this and it was quite the scoop. But he had ammunition for sure. He managed to really imitate how to use handwriting. Hmm. And there were some details to the story that he'd gotten through an unpublished biography from someone who'd worked with Howard Hughes. And there was a lot of wonderful detail in that that I think was really the key to why they started to believe this.
Howard Hughes finds out about the book. He's not that much of a recluse, after all. Mm-hmm. But he seems to be willing to let the book be published if it includes some scandalous information about Richard Nixon accepting bribes from Hughes. You know, you get this through an intermediary. So in the film, you're not sure if that's some made-up thing. You don't really know if that's coming from Howard Hughes. But in fact, was it coming from Howard Hughes?
I think there are some dramatic license here. Nixon actually was worried that this book was for real and was going to reveal some secret funding that Howard Hughes had given him. And he had to know how much the Democrats knew about this.
Could Clifford Irving have pulled this off now, this massive hoax where he was paid a huge sum by a publishing company? This went on for months. Could it happen now?
I don't think this particular story could have happened today with the flow of information and the internet. And I don't think you could have gotten away with writing the checks the way they did and falsifying passports and all that. The security is just too high, and the flow of information, as I said, is going to make this impossible today.
Lasse Hallström, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Director Lasse Hallström's The Hoax opens in theaters today.